Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is defending her record and her free market approach to education. At a forum at Harvard last night, she was greeted with protesters who accused her of being too friendly to corporate interests and weak on campus assault and structural racism. Max Larkin from the WBUR Edify team was there last night and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So talk about the scene last night. What was it like?
Well, considering that this was a visit from an education secretary, the atmosphere was actually kind of electric. The forum at Harvard's Kennedy School was full of people. There were dozens of police and security personnel present, and there were also hundreds of people, I think, protesting outside on JFK Street. DeVos was invited to give a speech about, quote, empowering parents, but it ended up being more of a full-throated defense of her desire to disrupt public education as we know it. Here she is arguing against too much government involvement in schooling.
One of the many pernicious effects of the growth of government is that its people worry less and less about each other, thinking their worries are now in the hands of so-called experts in Washington.
So DeVos argued that, in effect, by supporting charter schools and even religious schools, she was entering an American tradition supporting personal freedom.
Talk about the protests. How did they factor into the event last night?
Well, before the event, the Kennedy School Dean, Archon Fung, came out and warned that anyone who disrupted the event would be shown out, and that the sort of raucous protests we've gotten used to seeing on campus are kind of antithetical to what they're doing at Harvard. But, of course, that left room for silent protest, and that's what students did. There were people all around, maybe two dozen student protesters in the forum holding up fists and signs throughout almost the entire event.
Throughout the event?
Yeah, silently standing, holding banners of, you know, various complaints.
Were there exchanges between the crowd and the secretary?
Actually, no, not until the question and answer session. Then a few attendees did come to microphones to grill DeVos. One graduate student named Jeff Rousset highlighted the fact that the education secretary has a $1 billion personal fortune, and he asked whether school choice was a way to turn education into a money-making enterprise. There was a little testy exchange, and then Dean Fung cut him off.
I am committed to ensuring every child has the opportunity to get a great education.
Are you suggesting that nobody
stands to
profit?
No, wait, I'm sorry. One per customer.
That was Dean Fung saying one question per customer there?
That's right. He kept a pretty tight lid on the question and answer portion of the event. There were some other questioners who were tough on her. They asked her about poor test scores in her home state of Michigan after they radically expanded charter schools there.
How did DeVos react to all this?
Well, DeVos is, at this point, DeVos has faced frequent protests pretty much wherever she goes, and she must be getting used to it because she was more or less unfazed by the silent protest at Harvard. She kept on plugging away at her favored policy solutions, more choice for parents, less central control of education. And she responded to the Michigan complaint. She argued that public schools in Detroit have been failing for decades but face no consequences, and that charter schools are held to an unfairly higher standard.
Not one of them has ever been closed down because of performance. Not one. Yet there have been over 20 charter schools closed.
And then when the event ended, DeVos quickly disappeared behind the stage and the room erupted in chants.
She got out.
She got out in a hurry, yeah.
What's it tell you in a bigger picture about her tenure as the Federal Education Secretary so far, Max?
Well, I think it's proof that she isn't an ordinary education secretary. She's seen much more as a warrior in a controversial battle over the future of schools. It's safe to say some ed reformers still see her as a crusader for change that's been much needed for years. But she's drawn the ire of new opponents over her short tenure, too, campus activists of various kinds. And many public school teachers still see her as maybe their main adversary. Outside, I spoke to Natasha Rivera, who helped lead the protest against DeVos. She's getting a master's degree in education, and she described DeVos as unappreciative of the value of public education.
She is someone who cares more about private interests than she does about those who need our federal government the most. She's never been Mrs. DeVos in a classroom.
It's worth noting that despite occasional boos, DeVos did answer criticisms and explain some of her more controversial decisions. So in that sense, maybe it was a successful educational experience for everyone involved.
Max Larkin from WBUR's Edify team, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about what happened at Harvard last night.
Thanks, Bob.